This past summer, Chrysler started a study called Project Refocus to try to come up with restructuring plans for the company. One part of the plan may include the closure of a plant that produces SUVs in Newark, Delaware. That's according to a piece in the Wall Street Journal last week. We're joined by the mayor of Newark. He is Vance Funk. Mr. Funk, welcome to Day to Day. Tell me, how did you find out about the prospect of this plant closing?
I'm an attorney in the city, and I represent probably 25% of the residents. And the rumor's been coming by my office for probably the last 9 months that there's trouble at the plant, that they don't have enough orders. And so we've been concerned for quite some time. And then the article last Friday in the Wall Street Journal just added fuel to the fire.
So Chrysler has a community liaison officer. You called him up and said, what's going on?
Oh, I did, within probably a half hour of reading the Wall Street Journal. Quite frankly, he said that he loved to comment, but he was not permitted to comment on anything.
Tell me, how many people work there at that SUV plant in your town?
There are approximately 2,200 people that are working that plant at the present time.
Now, those would be, I guess, from the region, but also from your town, the 16,000 people in your town. So 2,200 jobs, that's a lot of jobs.
It's a lot of jobs and a lot of ripple effect.
And what do you mean by that ripple effect?
Well, an economist, they teach us that if a person makes $60,000, the actual impact on the community is more closely to the number of $300,000 in lost sales to all our businesses.
Because that person, he'll spend his $60,000 at the cleaners, and the dry cleaner will spend it at the grocery store, and on it goes.
Yeah, we hope he eats a lot downtown, too, because we're promoting our restaurants.
But things have not really gone very well at this plant. They produce a vehicle called the Durango, this SUV called the Dodge Durango. Sales are not very good. And over the last 6 months at this plant, you've seen signs that maybe, well, tell us.
First of all, the sales on the vehicle go down. And then recently, we've seen a changing of the shifts where, like the first week of the month, day shift works, day work. The second week of the month, night shift works, day work. So the employees are only working 50% of the time now.
So there's a day shift and a night shift. And in fact, the night shift isn't working nights. They're working days on alternate weeks.
That's correct.
So are they taking a 50% cut in pay?
No, the union benefit plan that they have protects them in that regard.
You wouldn't really think that Chrysler could sustain something like that if the company's losing money anyway for very long. I mean, what kinds of solutions do you think there are?
Well, I think the savings grace is this plant and these employees have been extremely productive in the past. Their error rate is among the lowest of any auto manufacturer in the United States. It's just not a wise move on their part not to bring another product in here. It just doesn't make any sense.
So there are good workers there. They can build any kind of car you want, and this would be a good place to build it.
That is definitely true.
What's your plan now, Mayor Funk?
Well, we have a very active Delaware development office, and the state of Delaware being as small as it is, we tend to team up with the state and the county and our federal officials. The governor has been very instrumental in bringing new industry to our state and keeping industry here. I mean, we work as a team, and whatever the team decides to do, I'll be with them.
Vance Funk, mayor of Newark, Delaware, where a plant that makes Chrysler SUVs may have to close. Mr. Funk, thank you.
Thank you.